was bound to happen because there's no team that can play all games without loss.
Even if they were to play for the next 5 days, they were not going to score.
I expected them to lift the trophy.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the SL Podcast. Well, they say in the cup, you just never know. And after Mamelodi Sundowns defeated Orlando Pirates 4-1 in last week's delayed Nedbank Cup quarterfinal, they immediately became favorites to win it all. But in their semi-final tie against TTM, who are currently in a relegation battle in the DStv Premiership, the magic of the cup was not in Down's favor, with TTM snatching a 6-5 victory on penalties after the sides went goalless in regulation. After the match, we asked you all how shocked you were by the result. Elsewhere, SAFA president Danny Jordan says the new Bafana coach will be announced in the coming weeks, with the likes of Benny McCarthy and Peter Musimane being linked with the job. We thought we'd ask the supporters club who their pick would be in an ideal world. As usual, you all sent your voice notes through and you never disappoint. I'm your host, Slu, and this is the Fan Reaction Show. TTM narrowly beat Mamelodi Sundowns 6-5 on penalties in the Nedbank Cup semi-final, setting up a final against Chipper United for the chance to win 7 million rand and earn themselves a spot in the CAF Confederations Cup next season. You'd be forgiven for thinking Downs would have cruised through to the final, but as my car wash host, Mr. Sean Roberts, would say, you never know in the cup. After the match, we asked you all for your voice note reactions, and here's what you had to say.
Let me start by congratulating TTM for reaching the Nedbank final. I did expect something like that, because if you can check the way Sundowns played yesterday, they did play well. They missed lots of opportunities that they should have scored. And when the game progressed, then I realized that it's not Sundowns' day. Even if they were to play for the next 5 days, they were not going to score yesterday. You see, so that was the problem. The luck was not on their side. So Bona, they did play well. And TTM also played well. They defended well as a team. They attacked as a team. All the basics were right. So there is nothing wrong that you can blame that this team did not do its homework, or this team did what?
He lost the Sundowns. He actually ended up being so toast. Because the time Sundowns in Lalane, Orlando Pirates on Thursday, I said, I could win up. This is a huge issue, I have said, because it's standard game at this day. Since Sundowns and Pirates, there's too high. So each Chagum have been going to... If you know, a team is a winner up, it's a huge Chagum. Hey, I was so surprised. He couldn't match Italy until the extra time. Chagum got for me to concede a goal, and goalkeeper who played very, very well, keep them alive for the whole 130 minutes, or 140 minutes, I can say. So, Badalil, no, it's no 140, 130 minutes, yes. So, Badalil, cool. I don't want to lie. Badalil, cool, Chagum, and it was surprising. Good, he truly Sundowns. It was surprising. And by playing a game, Babayas, good, he Sundowns, so bad, take a song, but I'm a good back, and I'm going to intimidate you. Good, he Sundowns, he Paris go forward.
For me, as long as in surprise, first of all, Meles Kumbuluguti, ETTM Ilapaya, Ikupe Amani Amakalo Amakulu, Ikupe, or the like of Abu Super Sport. So, yes, Omumtu Uzaijaja, Gokwe League, but Nedbank, Siaz, Ogimbali, Izindo Ziachika, Spabonila, Utes Kalax Bay, Beitata, I believe Onge Omumtu Visiti, Sundowns, Iyagi Final Patke. What football can kill you? I think this is into our years born as a zinch. Don't judge book by its cover. So, yes, I writer of most hated ETTM, but it's convinced. Look, I figure I'm going to go on G. EB compete. It's going to be tough final between Chipper and GTM, because both of them by Kaluku we have final, and both of them was of an Ugus prover. So yeah, congratulations to GTM. Sorry for Mamelodi Sundowns. And Ugus Sundowns, for me, izosinceda loo nto leyo ukuthi ifocuse kwiligi na kwi-CAF, and kwi-CAF irepresenta isizwe.
I didn't see Sundowns itwa mo semi-finally. I expected them to lift the trophy after beating Pirates 4-1. I was so surprised.
It was bound to happen because there's no team that can play all games without loss. And if you can check correctly, in the first round of the league, they did play the draw, which it means that this team was giving Sundowns a tough time.
I think into so good Sundowns manje so we fatigue se bakhathele manje. And don't be surprised if I lose the next game or if I draw. They overdala my game ngakhona abadlala Tuesday Saturday one.
As we all know, our national team is in need of a coach, and according to SAFA President Danny Jordan, an announcement should be coming very soon. But who could it be? Only time will tell. But we can always ask the supporters who should it be, and here's what they had to say.
Bafana Bafana job needs someone who is mentally strong. I don't think Benny McCarthy is ready to coach Bafana Bafana. He might be doing well in the team level, but he's not ready for Bafana Bafana job. Team level, you need to remember that you're playing against Abo Chiefs News. Then that's when we can move forward. But for now, there is no way national team can move forward with our own South African coach. There is no way. Because our South African coach, they still have that favoritism towards players.
Hey, those two French guys, Loase Belgium, Nalo Hever Renat, I think they're not for the job for Bafana Bafana. Boy two, if Skatola one can go right, if Skatola Munyo go right. Because I know them, I know their experience. Hugo Bross, she was coaching Cameroon, I think, Boma 2010, 2012, I don't know, I'm not sure, but Lamfanya was Msebenz work. Yeah, Yamas. Hever Renat, Naya, Uku, Tia was Msebenz. Yeah, yes, 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 yes. So, boy two, from now, boy two, but right. If we can get one of them, still say right.
For me, I think Benny McCarthy is the right one because I believe Kubafana Bafana now, we need a person who has a culture, Kubafana Bafana, who has a culture, South African football. So, Benny, una goal, konge oko, una lile is a player, Kubafana. And we are as styles of football, Salapa Imzans. And without Oko, Siembona, we club level, Okobogakla, Mazulu, Figa Mazulu, Ingenzaka, but now Amazulu, Akwi top four. I think Opin Mille, Abeni assistance, Ingo David Motuan. The reason why in this issue, we need also Umtu, Oza Builder, a future, Yibafana Bafana. So, David Motwane nguye obaziyo abafana abancane usebenza nabo kakhulu and siyambona naye kwi-U23 uqhuba kahle kakhulu. So for me, Benny and David Motwane ngabona ba right.
On the Bafana Bafana job, I think we should stick to local coaches. The best candidate for the job, Benny McCarthy or Peter Msimane?
I think for Bafana job, Benny McCarthy or Peter Msimane, one of the two can be good. A question for Bafana.
I think Omelwani is a local coach. I think they can talk to Gavin Hunt or Benny McCarthy, one of the two. At least we terminate my contract At least we have a contract like Amazulu. At least we have to Benny McCarthy. We will go Bafana Bafana job.
Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals in the SL Podcast team. The show is hosted and produced by Slu Paho. It is edited by Aiden Hewitt, and graphics are provided by Nino Segale. Brought to you by Soccer Ladoo.